To all my quarterbacks, y'all should feel disrespected that the transfer coming in. Well, I'm trying to get money this year. I'm trying to go D1. Even though we got to bring him in as family, at the end of the day, you got to compete until you lose or win that spot.
Today, I am not Jared Goff. I am Dre Fogue, and I am the transfer.
I want him in. Feel
me right now?
Dre in there right now.
You know what you're doing here?
Yeah, I think I got it. Plan on it at the beginning, trying to miss some guys pretty badly at first.
Come on.
Blame it on something that has nothing to do with it.
See, I normally what happens is the hair falls down on my right side. So I like the right side of the field that comes sometimes out for me. I just had to get warm real quick. I had to get warm. What's his name? 15?
That's Brock. He's the starter right now.
Come on, man.
I want to scare him a little bit. I want to get those quarterbacks a little nervous. Were you the punter?
No, I'm a quarterback.
Oh, all right.
I get disrespected by that. That's my quarterback.
Well, then good. Then go play for him.
Touchdown, Los Angeles.
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Rams Nation, welcome back. It's your boy Bear Motter of Rams Podcast, but this is Locked On Rams. It's the Wednesday edition of Locked On Rams. As I mentioned, I'm your host, Bear Motter. I'm joined with the man, the myth, the legend, 1 year older, Mr. James Kroger. James, how you doing, Grandpa?
Hey, big guy. Thanks for having me. Not quite legendary status yet, but I'm working on that, but I appreciate that. I don't feel older, but I'm happy to be here as always and more wise, so to speak, I guess.
All right. Well, I'm right behind you, bud. So, you know, look good, feel good, live young. You know, those are the words I live by, and we'll play that.
You have that tattooed on your back, don't you?
Yeah, I do. And speaking of tattoos, our man Jared Goff got a couple tattoos over the weekend. Went to, was that Ventura College?
Ventura College, yep.
Yeah, so that video that we started the show with, pretty freaking awesome, if you ask me. I saw it early this morning, Tuesday morning, and I tweeted it out. I had a blast listening to that thing. Made me laugh. I really enjoyed it. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that piece, the prank video? If you guys haven't seen it, go check it on YouTube. Just search Jared Goff, and you'll get this video of him basically dressing up and pretending to be a transfer at Ventura College. Thoughts on it?
Yeah, well, all right, first of all, this video is sponsored by Red Bull. So it was put on by Red Bull. You know, the one thing that really bugged me about this whole thing is these guys are up in Ventura County where the Rams practice. You're a football guy at college. You don't know who Jared Goff is, and you don't kind of, you know, the mole and the hair didn't really try to confuse people. You know, we are in Hollywood. I expected maybe they could have done some makeup, sweat-free makeup or something like that. But when I saw the highlight video, I really wasn't impressed with, or I wasn't believing it, to be honest with you. I mean, were you like thinking these kids were believing this right away?
Okay, so I watched the full like 6-7 minute version of it. I thought it was hilarious. They threw some funky hair on him. They put a couple tats. And, you know, to be honest, with the little hat on, you know, I could see him getting fooled. What are you really thinking? You're going to practice every day, and all of a sudden you see this big guy, and everything's been sold to you, right? It's been sold that the cameras are here because they're doing a thing on the junior colleges and, you know, this and that. And they probably set it up for a couple days with the cameras. You could tell a couple of the guys seemed comfortable on the camera, and they had some locker room. The coach pitches the idea of they got to transfer. So they've been sold. And when you know, perception's reality. By the time he comes out, they're thinking it's this random guy. Yeah, I get when you start to maybe have some communication with them. If you're a Rams football guy, you know, obviously they're football players themselves, that maybe you start to pick up on it. But watching the video, he had him fooled pretty good.
Yeah, I ended up watching the long video too, and you know, some of the reactions by the current quarterback when they saw or when he talked about the transfer coming in for QB was pretty priceless, and that seemed really real. But you know, I just feel like in my mind I would have instantly recognized Jared Goff immediately, and he's like 6 inches taller than everybody else on that field. You notice that the quarterbacks were pretty short. I don't know. I liked it. I liked the long version. It was a fun video. It was cool to do.
What I liked was, okay, a couple things. My favorite line, are you the punter? And he's talking to the starting quarterback. That literally got me. I laughed out loud. And then when he was talking to the wide receiver and he was like, yeah, they brought me in here. And the guy's like, you know, basically kind of grilling him. And he's like, what was your record last year? And the guy's like, oh. Mm-hmm. And he's like, exactly why I'm here. And the guy's like, dang, bro, you got to earn it. And he's like, go deep. I'll show you. And another favorite part is when he was like, I'm just going to chuck it over everyone's head. And he just bombs it 60, 70 yards down the field. And they're like, who the hell's this transfer kid? So I enjoyed it. Another thing I really liked was I got to see a little bit of Goff's personality, you know, as he was in the trailer getting makeup on and he was talking everything out and even kind of playing the joke. We don't get to see much of that, right? It's always Todd Gurley. It's some of the other guys getting kind of some of that. And what our team's kind of been known for is really Sean McVay, leadership, we not me. So you're not having these individuals come out here with the huge personalities, which is shocking out here in LA that some of these guys aren't getting some more play. But I love it. I thought it was great. We got to see a little bit of his personality. But I wanted to throw that at the beginning of the show because obviously, you know, I got to watch it myself. But I had a good laugh with it, so I thought I wanted to share it with you guys. If you haven't seen it, go check it on YouTube. Do the long version. Short version, which is like a minute, which he shared on his social. Gives you kind of a recap of everything, but the long version is pretty funny.
Well, Bear, enough of this Vogue talk. I don't know if this character is going to last, if Red Bull is going to continue with this. Pull some more pranks and totally disguise Jared Goff. He'll never be recognized again. But let's talk about social media, because the second biggest thing on social media was a tweet from Mr. LA underscore Rambling Bear talking about pool parties. The draft is coming up and everybody's talking about it. I had to turn off ESPN today, dude. It's just draft all day and I could care less about the first two rounds. Preach. So I'm sick of it. I'm ready for pick number 87, 86. But McVay was asked in a press conference about that number 23rd pick that we gave up for Mr. Brandon Cooks, and you retweeted about the pool party because he said basically, if you told me I'd be getting that player at 23, I'd be throwing a pool party and I don't even have a pool. One, I'm surprised McVay doesn't have a pool. He lives in Encino. He lives in the Valley. He's got to be burning up down there, but he's probably never at home. Two, I totally agree. I mean, your thoughts on that? I can't complain there.
It's awesome McVay quote. It's just exactly what you want him to say, exactly what he needs to say, and he's exactly right. I mean, tell me a player at number 23 that you can get that's going to have the production as Brandon Cooks, not only just in the wide receiver position, but just in general. I mean, he's coming in, he's been in the league, for 4 years now? He's last 3 years, he's averaged over 1,000 yards, 7 touchdowns. You've heard the stats. That's an established player. These guys at 23, I think I saw a list a few weeks ago that named all of the hits and misses at 23. And I'm telling you right now, you got a better chance of missing than hitting at 23. Mm-hmm. And really at 5, 6, 7, I mean, anywhere
you pick. Or if you're the Browns.
Or if you're the Browns, any pick you got. But yeah, I'm totally on board with this, and I was shocked too that he didn't have a pool, and that's how awesome McVay is. I would go to a McVay pool party even if there was no pool. I'd be in.
He could have a little kiddie pool from Toys R Us, and I'd show up. I'd BYOB, bring my own beer, and I'm there, man.
BYOKP, bring your own kiddie pool. I'm coming,
so
McVay.
McVay's pool. Yeah, no doubt about it there. All this draft talk in ESPN, I kind of have it going in the background because, like I said, I could care less. But at the same time, they're talking about all the bombs and the fails in the draft. Just because you're picked in the first round in the draft doesn't mean anything. You know, look at some of the best players in the NFL. Tom Brady, number 199. So it just, you know, 23, I'd much rather have Brandon Cook, somebody who's established and ready to rock. So, another thing that happened today, Bear, I'm not sure if you saw this or not, but the Rams have exercised the fifth-year options for Todd Gurley. I don't know if you've heard of him. He's one of the running backs on the team. And Marcus Peters, obviously, these are, of course, both no-brainers. Gurley is going to be making $9.63 million in 2019, and Peters, $9.07 million. Two things. One, that completely takes them out of consideration, 2019, for the free agency. If you take a look at overall free agents available that year, the list is pretty large. We can talk about that later, but it's nice to know that those two will be locked in, not to use a better pun there, or locked in, whatever. you hear that, and you obviously I'm feeling pretty good about that.
I'm gonna invite those two guys to McVay's pool party because it sounds like a heck of a day for Sean
McVay.
They're buying
the pool because they're making a lot of money.
Yeah, they can put the pool in with their money, and you know Sean McVay's not making short change either. But these guys, it's great to hear. I mean, I think we knew this all along that this was the plan. Obviously, we want to extend both those guys to more than what they actually have with the 1 year, but the 1 year option definitely locks them in for 2019. takes them off as far as a free agent. That list is long, but also long is our pocketbook in 2019. So hopefully that we can continue to extend some of these guys. And, you know, the next guy up on that list is the guy we were just talking about, Brandon Cooks. You didn't bring him over with a first-round pick just to not have him sign. So they've got a bigger plan. They fell in love with that guy even before we traded for him. We tried to get him the year before, but New England had a better deal on the table. And so I'm excited about all that stuff. It all sounds great. $9.6 million for Gurley. That's like the best sale deal you can get. I'm buying that every time. Mm-hmm. So I expect him to get a bigger contract than that. But, hey, I love what Les Snead's doing. They have a plan with bringing these guys over. Peters is another guy that they've obviously think highly of. You know, his numbers can speak for that alone. But how he fits in on this defense is yet to be seen. But they're still pretty confident, obviously, that he's going to be, you know, fitting into this mix. And he's another guy that you can expect to be extended long term. So excited for that today.
What else did you see on Twitter, James?
That's all I have to say about that. And I can't stop talking about the draft, and I don't know why, but the Rams are actually going to be doing something for the pre-draft. They're having a pre-draft roundtable when this airs, Bear, today, Wednesday. It's going to be 8 p.m. from in downtown L.A. McVay's going to be there, Snead, Jared Goff, and Whitworth. They said that actor Taron Killam will host. I looked this guy up. I think he's on SNL. You might know
okay,
who he is.
So
but
let's talk about this because I broke this down yesterday to the group on Locked On. Thanks for listening. We talked about the different things that were going on, but Taron Killam, he's a super Rams fan. I think he had his biggest moments, like you said, on Saturday Night Live. He was a writer. He's written for a couple other shows. He's done some stand-up. But again, I don't know, and no knock on this guy, right? He's probably the most passionate, famous, quote-unquote famous guy that we have that's committed to the Rams. I've seen him on his Instagram. He's always was posting at games, going crazy, and the Rams have retweeted him a handful of times. So,
man, what about the Chili Peppers and Snoop Dogg and Will Ferrell?
That's what I'm saying. Do we not have a bigger
name? And LeBron James. He had a Rams jersey on, remember that?
Yeah, I'm shocked. Again, we spoke of this earlier about – you know, our own Rams players not taking advantage of this Hollywood market, which no complaints because I like that they're focused on football and they're not doing all these commercials and all over TV and on Entourage episodes and all this stuff, right? But we didn't have anybody. Like, Will Ferrell's taken. He's a part owner of the soccer team here. We couldn't put in a call and say, hey, man, you got some spare time?
You probably saw the first season was like, yeah, I can't commit to investing in this. I don't know. I'm going to hold on.
You know, we'll see what it's like. I haven't really seen this guy. I did what you did. I Googled him, looked him up on YouTube, and I was like, nah. Like, his biggest thing right now is he's pretty against Trump, like a lot of us are, but he kind of was knocking him on some things. And when Trump came on and hosted Saturday Night Live, he had something to say about that. And then he was released by Saturday Night Live. Some say that was the cause for it. So that was most of the stuff I found on him was basically Trump bashing and not being super funny. So hopefully it's a good roundtable. The rest of the crew that's going to be there was worth it alone. So I'm definitely going to be watching in on that. And like you said, it's so crazy. We're sitting here and as much as we can't stand draft talk because we don't have a pick until the third round, it's all that's on as far as football. And we're addicted to football, so we're watching it. And we're just sitting there going like, oh, my God, get this over with. I'm so excited for the draft so I don't have to see another mock draft for another year or so. And hopefully we have a first-round pick then. I would love to be involved in some of these mocks, but we're not. So we got to wait to see who's available on round three. We talked about it in episodes in the past. I'm not too worried about that because we've done really well drafting in the third and fourth round. And at that point, hopefully there's some really good talent. We've got, you know what, I think a third and three-fourths or something random like that. So we'll do just fine in the later rounds of the draft. It's just for our own insanity. Can we get there faster?
Yeah, can we get there faster? I can't wait till, what is it, Saturday when we're finally around there. I was listening to an interview with Les Snead, and he's talking about his approach to the draft. And, you know, he went into the whole Ogletree and Quinn leaving the team and looking for that linebacker, outside linebacker position. You know, you want to look at those spots in the draft, but, you know, who do you have on your roster that you can move up? Maybe, you know, somebody who's not a household name that you have time to build up during the offseason and training period. But, you know, they obviously figured out who they're going to be looking at. But he had a pretty smart approach as far as his, conversation with those guys and how they were looking as a team into the draft. And it's kind of obvious the spots that we need, but, you know, he made a funny comment. He's like, if any other team's listening, I'm not trying to give away any of the secrets on what we're looking after here. So, Snead's been smart about it, and trusting McVay, trusting Snead, I know they're going to do an amazing job here. And just really kind of looking forward to that part. But yeah, the first two rounds, 2 years ago, we were all over it, watching it every single day when we started Rams Podcast. And, it was exciting, Goff versus Wentz. But now we're one of the best teams in the NFL, and we're beyond that, Bear. We're waiting till the third round.
Yeah, we're beyond the first overall pick. Been there, done that. I'm totally happy with picking near the end of the draft and trading back and getting proven players and just sweeping up in the third round. So we've proven we can do it. There's no, big media session down in LA Live like you mentioned 2 years ago. But you know what? We've got a lot of stuff going on, so I got to give credit to the Rams for still, reaching out to Rams Nation and making it, known that just because we don't have a first, second round doesn't mean we ain't going to party and, celebrate the draft. So we'll be celebrating other ways. And I think I saw down by you that there is a draft party for one such said Sam Darnold, who is a San Clemente alum. So are you going to be crashing that party and maybe throwing up a Locked On Rams or Rams Podcast shirt in the background with some horns, or what's up?
Dude, I'm totally rocking my Rams hat. I'm going to try to get a Rams Podcast shirt going up in there. But yeah, one of my favorite restaurants in San Clemente, my new hometown, Sam Darnold was a San Clemente High School star here, went on to USC. Everybody's kind of rooting for him in town and seeing where he's going to go. But he's actually going to be watching the draft with his family live at this restaurant that I go to all the time. So I'm going to weasel my way in there and tell everybody I'm sick of this draft talk, but I'm going to sit right in the middle of it and watch this go down just to be in the mix. But if you look for me, hopefully they'll do some shots and I can get my my Rams gear in the background. I'm like, what's this guy doing here? They're not even picking to the third round.
So what's it going to take? What do I have to get a crowdfunding going so when he gets picked that you go in there and you're the first hug of Sam Darnold? You just cut off his mom and give him a big old hug and you just give him the old
so
classic
I gotta
bear hug.
So I got to pull his mom out of the way and like stiff arm his dad out of the way and be like, Sam, it's me, James, from Rams Podcast.
In Vegas, they're taking bets not only for the draft, but they're doing prop bets for the draft. I saw things of first hug goes to mom. That's what made me think of that one. So you could crush someone in Vegas that put a lot of money on first hug goes to mom, and it actually goes to some random guy in a Rams jersey that is wasted at probably way too early in the day for that. And then,
I've been here since 11. I deserve a hug. It better be, it's got to be worth, I don't think I'd get arrested for that. So you got to maybe pay my bill at HH Cons from drinking from 11 a.m. to 5 when the draft starts.
That's
six.
All it takes is a bar tab. Done.
I'm gonna tab that bad boy up.
I can guarantee Rams Nation, listen to this, just for you to throw on a Rams t-shirt, throw up some horns, and jump in there for a hug. We can get a thing going. We can cover your bar bill. But I know you can drink. he's a high end liquor, guys. Be careful. But
well, real quick, Barry, I mean, you think he's going to go number one or maybe number two or three?
Yeah, screw it. Let's talk about the draft. Why not? We've been talking about the draft, how we don't want to talk about the draft.
It today. I'm going to kill
it. Let's talk a little bit about it. You're right. It's a toss up to me. If I'm up there, I'm Cleveland. I heard this thing today that Baker Mayfield's still in the mix. And I'm just like, ugh, no, thank you. If I'm them, honestly, I go running back, Saquon Barkley at number one, and then just because I think he may be taken behind me, and then I let everyone else fight it out and take the quarterback, and I take what's left at four. I don't think about it. I just sit on a quarterback. If I want to do it another way, that's kind of me just being a jerk about it because I don't want to deal with picking between four quarterbacks. But if I had to take a quarterback at number one, I think it would be – as much as I don't want to say it, I think I'd pick Josh Rosen.
Really?
Then Sam Darnold, a close two. And then I don't know if I really trust the other ones. I don't know about Mayfield, what he's really going to end up being. You hear a lot of positive, but I see a lot of Manziel, and I know he's not Manziel, but when you get that feeling, if I'm going to spend a number one overall pick, even if I have 1.1% thinks it's a little bit like Manziel, I'm staying away. And then Allen, you know, the small school guy, I just don't know if he's just all arm and no accuracy. And if he comes in, you know, Wentz made it popular here to get that small town guy, but Wentz was good. You know, Wentz had it all. So I don't know. I think I'd go Rosen, then Darnold. But I think I'd just go, to be honest, I'd go running back first and then, you know, pick what's left at four. That's what I would do.
Wow, that's so strange. One, I don't know if you saw Rosen with the Make America Great hat on. I saw that gif earlier today. But I just don't think Rosen's going to do well in the NFL. He was good at UCLA, but he doesn't seem NFL ready. Really, Darnold, I think, in my opinion, and I'm not trying to be biased here, does look like a quarterback that could potentially be NFL ready. If he ends up going to New York, he's going to be sitting behind Eli potentially. But Mayfield, too. I think Mayfield potentially could have success in the NFL, but I do think Darnold's ready. You know, USC is kind of like a NFL junior varsity, so to speak, and he did throw a good amount of interceptions, but I do think he'll have a solid impact. So, interesting, and it'll be interesting to see where he goes.
Man, you get excited about a hug 2 days away, and all of a sudden now you're picking him number one. This guy.
Number one quarterback. I didn't say number one.
Oh, okay.
If you want to check out my draft expertise and all my draft knowledge and my 1,400 mock drafts, check out my Twitter at jkroger3 or at Rand Podcast, where we don't talk about the draft at all.
Nice. Good little plug there, buddy. While we're doing that, let's plug the show. Check out Locked On Rams at Twitter. Reach out to us. Questions, comments, concerns. Who you taking at number one? Tell us. I want to know. We're not in that position, but we're in the position to talk about it because everyone else and their mom is talking about it, so might as well join that club. And then also shoot me an email at lockedonrams@gmail.com. Questions, comments, concerns. You got something to say, I'll give you a shout-out on the show. Where we love interacting with you guys on Twitter. That's probably our heaviest thing that we do. James got a pretty good Rams podcast going on Instagram, so check us out there. Rams Nation, I think we're going to jump on over and do a Rams podcast right now. We're going to double dip today, so we appreciate everyone listening. James, thanks for coming, doing our Skype record today via your studio and my studio come together and put together a nice little daily podcast. So the rest of you guys, I'll be back later in the week with another episode. Talk over how maybe the beginning of the draft's going and some other things, other breaking news for the Rams as we get geared up for this season. Super excited. And then we'll have one on Monday or Tuesday to kind of talk about what we've been hitting on so far in that draft. You know what it is, Rams Nation. Until next time, peace.